Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to be having me and Roy. I'm just waiting on Roy to call in. It looks like we got him on the line right now. Let's go ahead and invite Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night at Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the kind of movie that we were watching today, which is was really fascinating. Let's talk a little bit about that, and then talk about the movie 1408. What was your thought on the mentalism and the psychic and hypnosis? What was your feelings on that movie?
Well, we know that the mind is very powerful, and you know, a lot of people think that, you know, magic itself is just, you know, sleight of hand. But, you know, a lot of things can be done with magic. And, you know, and also mentalism, you know, a lot of it has to do with the subconscious mind. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but, you know, they're being hypnotized all the time. Especially, you know, with advertising and things that they watch and see on the, you know, on the media.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was amazing, you know, how they, in the movie, you know, they portrayed a lot of these things, and I thought it was very interesting. What was your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, from what I got from that movie is that there's a lot of, we know that there's a lot of talented people out there that can actually do those things, you know, illusions and, you know, bending spoons with their minds. We know that because we're hypnotists.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that also that there is a great power that lies behind the subconscious mind that we're able to control. And in reality, people are always given us permission to control or to manipulate. And that's kind of where we're at right now with everything that's going on, you know, because that's what the military does, and that's what the media does, is they manipulate and control, because everyone's focus is on the media and everyone's focus is on what's going on in the world, you know. And it's almost like a movie, and it's, you know, you're always going to have those scenes where there's a lot of horror, there's a lot of love, there's a lot of sex, there's a lot of violence. And it's kind of like, you know, if you think about it, kind of like Hollywood. And people love entertainment, and people will pay for entertainment. And you know, everybody's always looking for the easy way out of life, and there is no easy way out, because if that was the case, there'd be all kinds of people committing suicide, and the people that do commit suicide end up coming back because they have unfinished business. For an example, it's just like the movie 1408. I want to talk a little bit about that. what is your feeling on, now that we're talking about ghosts, what is your feeling on ghosts, paranormal activity? What is your feeling on that?
You know, a lot of people, one of the biggest things, and just like Hollywood, that really gets a lot of people interest is that they like things out of the ordinary. You know, it's almost like it lets your mind, you know, go into another reality, you know, getting out of this reality, and, you know, and people really enjoy that. You know, that's why Hollywood does so well, you know, with their movies, even if it's only for an hour and 45 minutes or 2 hours at the most, you know, it's almost like you're escaping reality. Well, even in the paranormal, you know, when people are making contact with spirits, you know, this is something that, you know, something out of the ordinary. You know, a lot of people think that when they die, they're just completely gone. You know, they go into a, you know, oblivion or wherever, you know, and they're completely lost. Well, if we learn about the paranormal, yes, there's a lot of dark spirits, but a lot of that has to do because they didn't have no teachings or visions of, you know, other, you know, of another reality, you know, another world, another place where we can go, you know, after we leave this life. And that's why, you know, they're stuck in this reality. I just wanted to share that with you. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
You know, that makes perfect sense because I think that's why they come up with a lot of this. Well, when I first started talking about the supernatural, I was talking to a friend that came out with the TV series called Unsolved Mysteries. And that's why I never jump to conclusions, because I always have to think things through, or I have to analyze things to really figure out what is the unsolved mystery behind what's really going on. Just like, for an example, I'll just give you an example. Michael Jackson's one good example. We do know that everyone was after his money. We do know that he was involved in with a lot of children. But it leads me to believe that the reason why people were after his money, because he had so much money, and the only way for him to do that was to fake his death. See, that's another unsolved mystery. We don't know if he's actually dead or if he's actually still alive. That is the unsolved mystery, you know, because he can actually he had so much money in the bank that he could pay off the media or even fake his death. And, you know, we don't know. You know, he could have went to some kind of island. He could have changed his identity. We don't know what is the mystery behind what the media tells us. And the assassination of John F. Kennedy, that's another unsolved mystery. So, and it's just like the movie 1408. That movie itself is an unsolved mystery because of what actually happened in the Dolphin Hotel. You know, they make it sound like it's something that's not real, but in reality, when it comes down to it, it is real. And they don't want people to believe it's real because it frightens people. So that's my take on it, because a lot of people, before they make movies, they write books, and that's how they get their ideas. Most of the time, they get information from dreams, or they get information from books. So is there anything you want to share on that, Roy?
You know, that's interesting. Again, you know, we only know, you know, what's been reported. We really don't know the, you know, the whole story.
No, we don't. Are you still there? Hello. Well, it looks like we lost Roy. He should be calling back here in a minute. I don't know what happened, but we're just going to go ahead and start with the show. And then we'll invite Roy when he calls back on. His phone must have disconnected or something happened. Something out of the ordinary happened. Okay, so let's go ahead and invite the next caller from the 805 area. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Donna. I haven't talked to you guys for a long time. How are you?
We are good. How are you, Donna? And Roy is back on. Roy, you're there?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Hi Roy.
Hi. And again, we welcome you back to our show, and how can we help you tonight?
So I have a question. I have a friend back east. I think I've talked to you about him before, an 89-year-old friend. And a couple weeks ago, I called over there, and a man answered the phone, and we talked for a little bit. And then I called another Saturday, and his friend was visiting him. You know, he comes over and visits for a couple hours. He's known this elderly gentleman for a long time, like me. And then I talked to him, and we really hit it off, and we had a great conversation, and, you know, we really connected with all our travels and all. And then afterwards, my elderly friend gave him my phone number, and then my elderly friend said, Donna, you call him, and gave me his number. But I didn't call him. He didn't call me, but I know that I could probably catch him there at another time, you know. And I wanted to know, do you see this going anywhere? Because I really felt a connection.
Adrian, are you there?
Yeah. Did you want me to look in the charts for that?
Yeah, okay, that'd be super.
And see if there is a connection?
Yeah, that it would go further.
Okay. Your connection. Yeah, there is a connection. It's showing 50%. And what we need to find out is, will this go further?
Yeah.
They're still showing 50%. So that's a yes. It will go further.
If what?
It will go further if you pursue it.
Okay, so I got to call him then.
Yeah.
I'll call the house and then see, you know. You know, I'll catch him there. I think that's better than calling his private phone.
You just have to kind of give the energy a push and just pursue it, and then let God do the work, do the details.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's good. And then I have another question. My elderly friend said this time that he would maybe give me the house, you know, and the trust. And I wanted to know if that was going to come through. You know, will that happen?
Okay. Yeah, interesting. It's still showing me yes.
Yes. Oh, good. Yeah, he's like a father to me. He's, you know, I've known him like 30 years. He's been a real nice friend.
Good.
So I'm kind of looking forward to that, you know. Also, I want to ask you, Oh, good. my sister Dee Dee, do you see someone coming into her life? Because she's at, you know, she doesn't have a job. She doesn't have a boyfriend. She's living with me in my living room.
I'll let Roy answer that question.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
My guides are telling me that she's really struggling right now.
Yes, Roy.
And does this have something to do with her past?
Yeah, because she got a divorce 8 years ago, and he was cheating on her, and her kids kind of sided with the father, and so she left Arkansas and moved to California, and then she lived with my other sister for 8 years, and now she's living with me.
Because what I'm getting, in order for her to move forward, she needs to not focus so much on what happened, you know, in the past, and be, you know, more in the now and start getting herself into a goal, you know, whether that be in schooling or a career.
Mm-hmm. She's trying so much with the career. She's writing a blog, and she goes on these walks and says that, you know, God talks to her, and she sees frogs mm-hmm. and different things. So she's going to kind of try to write a book, I guess, called something with the frog. I don't know if that's going to take off.
She's really connected to nature.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I'm getting that you know, she can be successful. The main thing is she's got her mind sort of scattered right now.
Oh. Yeah.
So in order for this to come together, she needs to focus.
Uh-huh.
If you want, I can do some corrections for you to help her.
Okay.
Because she might have some energy blockages. That's what I'm getting.
Or she could even have some parasites that's preventing her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Adrian, why don't you check the charts on that?
Do you know anything about her past? Like, has she been abused or anything?
Well, by the husband, kind of. I mean, you know, that's kind of abuse, sleeping with another woman, and then she forgave him, and then they were together, and then he did it again. So that was kind of the last straw. But we had kind of an abusive father. He was emotionally abusive.
And the reason why I asked, because the problem is not coming from her. It's coming from her father.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. He was very negative.
Has he passed away?
Yes, he has, Roy, yeah. He died last May.
His spirit's still around.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, he has unresolved issues.
I had a real tough relationship with him. Real tough. No matter what I did, it wasn't good enough. And, you know, he just wasn't nice to me.
He wasn't nice to anybody.
No, you're so right. Yeah, he wasn't. All eight children, he wasn't nice to any of them. My mother, he wasn't nice to. Nobody.
He had a lot
of hatred. I'm kidding that he was abused when he was younger.
Oh, I could believe that. You know, I never met his parents, but I believe it.
Yeah,
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting that he was, that they have no, like, there's no, like, my guys are saying there's no forgiveness. There's no, it's like that's what's holding them back. Like, there's no forgiveness. That's what they keep telling me. Like, he's waiting around to forgive him.
Oh, he wants us to forgive him?
Either you or somebody, like, I just feel like there's no forgiveness. That's what he's telling me.
Mm.
Like, he has a lot
yeah.
of hate.
Mm-hmm. You know, I write every morning, and I say, oh, I forgive you, and this and that. He said some mean things to me when I was younger that really just, I mean, was awful.
It really upset you.
Absolutely.
So what I'm getting also is that you and your sister have some karmic ties.
Oh, interesting.
That you haven't cut.
That what?
You haven't cut those ties with him.
With
no
my dad?
Yeah.
Oh. So what do I just got to forgive him? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The main thing is, Adrian explained to her how they would have to do this this karmic surgery.
Well, what I'm getting is that you got to cut the cords. You got to do cord cutting.
Okay.
And it's not just you that have to forgive him, but it's other people that have to forgive him.
Uh huh.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
I was saying it's not just you that has to forgive him. There's other people that have to forgive him, too. So that way he'll
uh-huh.
go away.
Ah.
Was it how
That's
many brothers and sisters did you have?
He had 8 children.
Yeah. And a lot of the children felt the same way?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of them, I think.
Yeah.
That's what's holding them back. I feel that really strongly from him.
Oh.
And that's
yeah.
That's what's holding your sister back also.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, I never got married. I never had kids. Because I think it's all because of my relationship with my father. I was always running
yeah.
away and, you know, attracting people like him. And, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Has your sister been doing a lot of the same things?
Well, she didn't have it as tough as me because he lived in my town for 25
mm-hmm.
years, but I always did for him anyways. I always did for him, even though he didn't treat me nicely. And every time I was around him, I felt all these wounds all the time. Oh, it was awful. Like, you know, he's very negative, and, you know, I never felt safe around him. Never felt comfortable. But I still did for him. You know, he was my father, so I, you know, still did for him.
Nathan, I'm getting that you need to do some energy
okay.
clearance for him.
Okay. Because what I'm getting from him is he has a lot of anger and rage.
Yes, I believe. Yes, he had that his whole life.
Mm-hmm. So we need to find out if he's attached by a demon.
Ooh.
It's not a demon. Is it an evil spirit? Okay, so it is an evil spirit that is attached to him.
So a lot of what all of you were experiencing wasn't him, it was that spirit that was with him that was causing
wow.
a lot of these problems. Yeah.
So it wasn't a demon, it was an evil spirit.
And that's why you didn't feel too comfortable being around him.
No, never did I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And once I was in the car with him, and he was playing some kind of spiritual music, soft music he had on a tape, and oh my God, you know, we both had our eyes closed, and I cried for like 25 minutes. It just brought up something, and oh my God, all the pain and hurt, and oof, it's horrible.
I'm getting he did that to make you remember something.
Oh.
That's why he did it.
Huh.
But I'm gonna do the clearing right now, so that way there's no energy attachments or blockages there with you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
That's affecting
your
life.
Yes, your you know, brothers and sisters.
Okay. Hello?
Nathan, are you there?
Okay. Oh, I lost you for a second. Now I'm back. Now you're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, so clearing unresolved painful experiences is what we need to correct here.
Yeah.
Let's see, right now you're at 20%. We're going to move that to 70 and balance that out. I'm just going into your matrix. Okay, clear that out. Okay, that one's cleared. So now what we need to do is we need to clear out the evil spirit that's attached to him. Do I have permission to do this?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, has this body been sold? Saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Identifying number 40. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
This body is redeemed, delivered, and restored now. This body been sacrificed. No.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
This body been sold. Saying no.
Yeah. No.
Okay. So. Is this body 100% integrated for healing now? Saying yes. Okay. Okay, it's cleared. The evil spirit is cleared.
The evil spirit's gone?
Yes. They're all gone
I had one around me once, too, because I saw it. I was in Florida in this little studio I was running, and I saw a spirit right in front of me with a gun pointing it at me, and I screamed and ran out the room. It was a spirit.
He had a gun?
Huh? He had a gun.
Wow.
I know it. And then I saw another spirit. My sister's lives on a ranch, and I saw walking on the street somebody that had a woman that had weird clothing on.
Huh.
I don't know. I see it once in a while.
Do you want to hear something weird with me?
Huh.
I was standing at the train station with this woman, and I was talking to her, and she was really friendly to me, and then she turned around and said to me, "Something's telling me to get away from you, so I'm going to go up here." She just said that.
Wow.
Out of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think that the reason why she said that is because she had an evil spirit with her attached.
Yep.
You know, something was possessing her. Something was taking her over.
Uh-huh.
Because how could you be nice and then suddenly say something cruel like that? You know?
Unless she got blocked or something. You know what I mean? Maybe she just got really blocked and I think if somebody gets blocked, sometimes their energy, their heart area, and whatever, they just automatically have a turn-off point where they can't go on anymore. There's nothing flowing from them, you know? I think that could be it.
Yeah, that's too.
Yeah, they get kind of, yeah. Nothing's moving, nothing's, you know, no energy, like, it's like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it had to do with her.
They get lost.
Yeah.
They get lost in that dimension, that space.
I used to see the spirits, like, go across my bedroom door, and then I'd go, hey, and then the person would disappear, and finally I didn't want it anymore. It was too much. So I talked to this one guy, and he said to put a couple stones together. So I went to the store and got special little stones, and then a rose petal and a little cinnamon, and I put it in a pouch under my pillow. They have not come back. They're gone.
Great.
But there was something with the stones and everything.
Wow.
That kept them away.
That's great.
Yeah, so I don't have to see them anymore. Not, my guides are okay, but all these other spirits that just come in, I didn't need them. You know what I mean?
No, you don't need them.
No. No, they're lost or they're, you know, I just don't, you know. One time I was taking care of this lady, and she was 88, and she used to talk to the spirits in the house. And I went into the back room that evening, and there were like 9 children sitting on the beds. I saw them
all.
Wow. Yeah, they were like 5, 6, 8 years old. So that was kind of, that was kind of different. And then she told me a message. She said, the spirits are telling me, not the spirits, she says, they're telling me that you're lucky. She told me that. So, my God, I thought I'd won the lottery or something. I'm still waiting. I'm not kidding. Something's coming in. I know it. Ask your chart, because I was outside in a cafe and I felt this unbelievable love and gratefulness, and it lasted for 15 minutes. And I was just in tears, shaking my head, saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'd never felt so much love and gratefulness in my life. So something is coming in, something big, and there's going to be a celebration.
I can definitely see that to happen.
You can? Oh, good.
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm just waiting for it. You know, I play the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
I've been playing my mother's numbers for 20 years.
Wow.
Yep. I have never missed a day.
Great.
Because I'm afraid if I miss a day, they're going to come up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because Murphy's Law. And then I had 2 dreams with my mom on the other side, and we're celebrating. There's so much joy and celebration. I mean, what is all that about? She's celebrating with me. So there's something coming up. There's a big celebration.
Great. Wow.
Can you ask your chart if something big is coming in for me? See what it says, please.
Sure.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sean's 60%, so.
So that's kind of a yes,
really,
isn't it?
That's
good, right?
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah. Because I'm pretty
definite.
Intuitive. Oh, good. Like, I won a car, and I absolutely knew I'd won the car. I went up there with my Social Security card and everything, and I won the car. I knew it. And another time, I knew I'd won a TV. Huh?
Let's put it this way. I wanted a bike really bad.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have the money for a bike, and, you know, bikes are about $300 to $400.
Yeah, good one, yeah.
And anyways, I was telling my dad, I said, I want a bike. And we were walking in the shop, we came out of this metaphysical shop, and I came around the corner, and there was a bike laying there on the grass, and it said, "Take me, I'm free."
No way.
And it wasn't there before. I could have swore it was not there before.
It probably wasn't. I mean, no, I know, and a bike like that would go very quickly. Do you know what I mean? So it was just, wow. Divine timing.
$300
bike. Jeez.
Yeah. And I even got to meet Celine Dion on my birthday.
You did? How'd you do that?
In Las Vegas. Well,
huh?
We got lost at Caesar's Palace.
Uh-huh.
And she was sitting there shopping with her husband, Celine Dion.
Yeah. Wow. Boy, she's such a good singer. Wow.
Beautiful.
How did she look in person?
Well, without her makeup, she looked really old.
Oh, wow. How interesting, huh?
Yeah, she didn't look older than her husband, though. You know, her husband's pretty
no.
old.
Yeah, he's at least 20 years older.
Uh-huh.
He was her manager, and then they married. You know, they have three boys now. She gave birth to twins. Yeah. Three. Jeez.
Yeah, she was talking about her son.
Yeah, she let him have long hair. He had real long hair, way past his shoulders for quite a while, for
yeah.
so many years. And then he finally cut it, but it was kind of cute.
His hair is a lot shoulder over now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has so many dresses that you probably don't even know what to buy her.
Wow. Yeah, with her show and all. I know. Yeah,
beautiful,
babe, this is fun.
Vegas
yeah, her singing. Yeah, it's fun to go up to Vegas, huh?
Yeah.
I get carried away, though. I gamble too much. If I'm in a casino, I can't go near them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good for me. I'm just playing scratch-offs now, the lottery scratch-offs and Powerball. Where are you guys?
Yeah?
What state are you in?
We're in Salt Lake City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've been to Park City. It was nice.
Park
Very
City,
beautiful.
Huh?
Oh yeah, beautiful snow.
I
beautiful.
Bet.
I went skiing there with a boyfriend, and oh gosh, it was beautiful. What a nice little town.
Oh yeah.
Very expensive though, but nice.
Connecticut's
yeah.
nice too.
Oh, I've been to Connecticut, and I like Martha's Vineyard, Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm.
Hyannisport, very nice.
Pretty.
Can you please ask the chart if I, you know, this guy that I kind of like now, he's in Massachusetts, you know, near Boston, one of the suburbs, right? Ask if they see me moving there.
Yes, they do.
They do. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be different, huh? To leave a beach city and go to a winter city?
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get used to it, though. I mean, you can have campfires, and there's woodsy areas, and do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice, the seasons. I mean, here, I like it because I go to the beach every day, and I just love the beach.
Oh, yeah, the beach is beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. I go for like two-hour walks in the water,
mm-hmm.
walking in the water. It's nice. But the
mm-hmm.
woodsy area is nice, too. I miss that cabin kind of life, you know, the woods and all that. Okay, I want to ask one more question.
Hello. Is somebody looks like we lost Roy. Roy, are you there? Roy?
Hello.
We lost you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, hello.
Are you there, Roy? Roy? So we keep losing people. Let's go to the next car from the 928.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
And how can I help you tonight?
I was wondering if you could give me, like, any insights into my relationship right now.
Yeah, but first let's bring in Roy. Roy, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. What was your question?
I'm wondering if you could give me any insights into my relationship.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about what's going on or what's working?
I'm not really sure. It's like a very new relationship.
Okay, and so you just started this relationship then?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your sign?
I am a Sagittarius.
And what's his sign?
I'm not sure if he's a Gemini or a Cancer. He actually had a birthday, like, last week on Friday, so it's, like, June 21st.
Okay, so he's a Gemini.
I think some people think that's Cancer, too, so I think that's, like, a Gemican or something like that, because it's, like, on a cup or something.
Okay, so he's on the cusp of a Cancer.
I think so.
Okay, so, yeah, he's on the cusp. So if he's on the cusp, then that means that, and you're a Sagittarius, that means that you're fire, he's air, and he's water. So he's fire with water and air doesn't mix very well. And it doesn't mean it can't work. It will work, but it doesn't mean it can't work. Just realize that there's going to be a lot of...
I think my question was, like, are you, like, right, what can you pick up on the situation right now? Like,
well, what I pick up on it right now is it's working. But in the future, I don't know how it'll work, but you'll have to...
Is that just because of our astrology signs, or, like...
Yeah, it's because you're not compatible.
Like, just based on astrology, that's the reason you're giving, like, that insight?
Based on astrology, you're not compatible.
Mm-hmm.
But based on chemistry, you guys are compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a lot in common. The only thing that's not working is the astrology. And that's what you'll have to work through it. You know, you'll have to work. It's going to be hard work to work through it. Because that will affect you. Is what I'm trying to get at.
The pickle?
Are you there?
Yes.
But that's the only thing that's affecting you right now.
That's
Roy, is
like,
there
that's
any
the only thing you can pick up on, or?
what I pick up on is that it will work, but you're going to have to work hard through it. It's going to take some work. But I do see it working. The rivalry is simply just the astrology conflict that you'll be dealing with. But everything else will work out. His heart is in a good place. His mind is in a good place. And I see you, I also see both of you traveling, too.
Traveling, like what do you mean?
He's a kind of a traveler. He likes to travel a lot. Meaning he don't stay in one place too long.
The opposite of that.
Hello, Roy, you there? Roy? For some reason, we keep dropping callers. I don't know what's going on tonight. So let's go to the next caller from the 561. 561? Five, 561, are you there? Four, 407, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, for some reason we keep losing the connection. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, and where are you calling and what's your name?
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida. My name is Parkiro.
And what's your question tonight?
Well, my question is, I've been praying to God for a job. I've been going to interviews, but they say I don't have a lot of experience, so I have the college education. Yesterday, Monday, I went to a restaurant to speak with the hiring manager and fill out an application, but she gave me a rude vibe. Like, she was rude and unprofessional. So, I know God don't want me with that job. Like, she was rude and unprofessional. And has a nasty attitude. Yeah, so, I want to know, am I doing something wrong? How come I don't get hired to a job? Like, maybe I'm not doing something right in an interview or whatever. Or what job that God wants me to have?
Well, I think what I'm getting is that it's really not about really you. I think a lot of it's about them. I think they have a lot of discrimination issues.
Well, it'd be some my race, black, and it'd be different race. So, some, like the people from my race give you a hard time. Like, working from another black person give you a hard time. So, yesterday, the hiring manager was black. She was rude, had a nice attitude. So, I know we can't get along. So, I know God don't want me with that job. So, looking at the wrong jobs or what? How come I'm not getting hired? They say I need more experience, so how come I'm not getting hired? Like I say,
it's a lot of it's discrimination issues, and you should pursue that, legally, or you should report that. It's really not really you. It's more of them. They're discriminating. That's what I'm picking up.
they're discriminating against me?
Yeah.
Why?
Roy, are you there?
Yeah.
What do you pick up from that, Roy?
You know, what I'm getting more than any is a lot of times when we don't get, you know, we want a certain job or a certain career or something.
It's not for me. Like, maybe God don't want me with that.
Well, a lot of times it's because that job's not meant for you.
Yeah, that's what I always think. I don't think it's discrimination.
I mean, it don't matter, you know, the whole thing is, you know, whoever you're, you know, trying to get into, you know, that job's not meant for you.
Yeah, I heard that. I always hear that. Like, when I go to an interview somewhere and I don't get it, I always hear that the job is not for me. So I'm saying, what
job is
for me, I can apply.
Where's your talents? You know, what are your talents?
Well, I have a lot of talents. I type, I write, I have customer communication skills, ability to work under pressure, train others, help others, supervise, show others how to do things, most things. But, yeah, communication skills, leadership skills. I have entrepreneur mindset. And I have great performance. I'm a hard worker. I can do the job. And I can do more.
Now, what do you enjoy doing more than anything?
Well, I like helping other people, showing other people how to do things, talking to different people, meeting different people.
So you're more of the, like, customer support kind of person?
Like, I could do anything working with people.
Yeah. What my guides are saying now, have you ever looked into doing any kind of counseling?
No, I don't.
No. Have you taken any kind?
They have like different requirements. Like, you need a lot of experience for to be counseling.
Well, a lot of it is, you know, the kind of work that you're be getting into, you know, what, you know, whether it's, you know, helping problems, you know, that they might be going through. See, they even have different apprenticeship programs and stuff that you can get into.
What do you say, sir?
A different apprenticeship.
Entrepreneurship?
It's apprenticeship. What they do is they train you as you're doing your job.
No, I never heard of that program before.
Yeah. Because what my guide did tell me is that you need to stay closer to that field of helping people. I think these other jobs that you keep putting in for, they just don't, that's really not what you really resonate with.
So what are the jobs I should, like, maybe I should, like, apply to assistance jobs, like?
Yeah, it would be, you know, be like in business, working, you know, with customer support, you know, where you're helping people or even, you know, giving them, you know, some kind of advice, you know.
Yeah, but I applied for those type of jobs, but I still don't get them. like the restaurant. That's all it was for me, where I went to today. The lady gave me, the manager gave me attitude. What do you say, sir?
Like I said, what I'm getting at, that's really not the kind of work that really resonates with you.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you a quick example. When I was working, you know, I decided I wanted to put in for a promotion. And the first time that I put in for it, I never got it. Because I really didn't want to do that work. And the second time I put in for it, this time I did get the job. And the main thing is, after I was in that job, I really wasn't happy being in that line of work. So, you know, we have to be careful, you know, like they say, be careful what you wish for, because you'll get it. Main thing is what happens after you get it. You know, can you hold on to it? Yeah. You might not like it.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, doing something that I love.
Yeah.
Like before, like when I get an interview, before I go to the interview, like I get a strange feeling, like I feel that I don't want this job anymore, so.
Yeah.
So if I feel like that, I shouldn't go to the interview.
Right.
Like when I went to the restaurant yesterday, I felt, when I got the vibe from her, I felt like I don't want this job.
Yeah. Main thing is, you want to, you know, feel comfortable with, you know, whatever, you know, you're going to be doing. Because you're the one that's going to be, you know, spending all that time there, you know, investing your energy into that.
Yeah. So. Like, is there a way you can, like, tell me which jobs to apply for? Like, administration, assistance? Like, what type
okay,
of job?
Okay, Adrian, I need you to check the charts and see, you know, have her name the ones that she would want and see which one she would do better at.
Well, we need to look under business decisions.
Yeah.
Like, how did the hiring manager feel about me since, like...
Yeah, the main thing is, how do you feel about yourself? Does it really matter how anybody really feels about you?
I feel good, but I...
Yes.
But I feel that I won't be happy with that job, so...
No. And you wanna... That's your... You know, where you want to be is to be happy with what you're doing. Main thing is, you know, and I've always told my kids, you know, you're not going to please everybody.
No, you can't please everybody.
No.
And you can't be nice to everybody.
No. I mean, and when you try to be nice, they're not always nice back.
Yeah. So what the guy looking up now to tell me which jobs I should apply to?
Adrian, what do you get in?
Well, looking up here. Gone to accessories.
What do you say, so?
That it's going towards the Seth series.
What's that?
What would that be, Roy? Accessories?
Well, what I'm getting from accessories is that would be a number of different things. Main thing is, more than any, where does he resonate?
What
do
you
I'm getting from accessories would be like, accessories would be like selling products.
Yeah.
Yeah, like working in stores.
Yeah.
And that could
like
be in sales.
What do you say?
It could be working in jewelry.
Huh?
Have you worked with jewelry before?
No, I never worked with jewelry, but I seen a position for a jewelry consult or something that I was looking at, but I didn't apply. I seen it yesterday when I was looking for jobs to apply to.
Hey, Jen, what check the chart on that? How would that resonate with them?
Like I'm saying, like I go to the mall and go to stores. Like, how can I convince someone to give me a chance so I can work there?
Well, it's showing 50% on jewelry.
So what does that mean?
So that means that would actually resonate with you.
Maybe I should apply for that job.
So that would be one.
There's no coincidence why you look at it.
What do you say, sir?
I said there's no coincidence why you looked at it.
Yeah.
When you came across
it. Yeah, I seen it. And that jewelry store's in the mall. Like, can I fill out an application? Yeah, I can call it tomorrow to see if they're already still hiring. Because I know most companies you have to call to see if they're still hiring. But I'll do that tomorrow. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Nathan?
Yeah, I'll say I'll do that to call the company, see if it's already hiring. Because I know most companies you have to call there to see if they're still hiring. And, like, what other jobs?
Well, it all depends on what you like, what you're good at, you know.
Well, I like fashion, I like jewelry, I like music, I like video games, movies. So, you know what I said, sir?
Right now, it's telling you to do your research.
Do the research for what?
You need to do your research on what you would like to do.
Yeah,
instead of saying, I like this, I like that. You know, you don't want to confuse the universe.
Yeah.
You have to be specific.
Yeah, but I already thought about it. That's what I like to do.
I know that's what you like to do, but you gotta break it down. You gotta be specific.
Well, I like working with other people, learning about other people's beliefs and views on different things because everybody's different. So that's what I like to do.
I mean, do you like to be in sales? Do you like to work with other people? Do you like to counsel? I mean, there's so many possibilities, you know.
Yeah, I like to work with other people.
Okay. Do you like to travel?
Yes, I like to travel.
Okay, because it's gone to It's going to one of those people that work on the planes, you know, that they,
stewardess?
It's like a stewardess, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. It's going to that stewardess.
Yeah, so maybe all those, like, all the things that I like.
Yeah, you need to look into
those. The thing to do is what my guys are telling me.
What do you say, sir?
I think we dropped him.
He was saying something about the guy.
For some reason, it keeps dropping. I don't know what's going on. Let's try the next caller from the 845.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Muy on día.
You know, that keeps dropping. Let's go to the next caller from the 917. That dropped too. 716.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I just got a lot of personal stuff.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you all right. I just hope it's not echoing because I was listening to your radio in the background.
Well, there's a lot of people dropping tonight, so we'll try to get you. What you'd like to know?
Well, I mean, beginning of summer, I've had a struggle with cancer.
A struggle with what?
Cancer. Pancreatic cancer.
Oh, okay. Cancer. Okay.
Yeah.
And what would you like to know?
Generally, like, I mean, I just advice on what I should do, like, in general, like, should I prepare for the worst?
Well, I got a cancer reversal chart here in my chart.
Okay.
And I can look at that for you on how to reverse it. Let's see. And I'll look and see what you have to do to help yourself.
Okay. Oh.
Hold on a minute, I'm trying to find the chart. It's called Cancer Reversal Chart. Okay, I found it.
This is actually my second battle. I've had it once again a few summers ago. Seems like summer's the worst.
Okay, so the question is, this body can be best be healed with. It's going to tell me what you can be healed with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you need is you're going to need green superfoods.
Mm-hmm.
Also, clear unresolved emotional issues that you have.
I mean, I've got a lot of emotional issues. Right now, I mean, you can hear them in my voice. I'm terrified.
And clear negative thought patterns. You need to clear your negative thought patterns.
Yes.
And clear unresolved child trauma.
I mean, I was molested. I don't know if I can solve that. I mean, I can. What should I do about that? That's a huge emotion. All this.
I can clear them for you if you like.
Okay.
Because all they are is energy blockages. first I need to see to what degree this is affecting you.
I mean, I live with chronic anxiety. I don't leave my certainly. I live at home and I work.
So it's affecting you at right now at 80%. That's pretty high percentage.
Thanks, bros.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring on the sirens now. And they are flashing. Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 661 area.
Hey, what's up, man?
661?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. How can
okay,
we help
cool.
you tonight?
Yeah. Hey, man. my name's Frank Hernandez. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm calling from 4chan, California.
Okay.
And I just having this weird anxiety attack, man. Like about
okay.
the whole Verizon thing, you know, Snowden.
All right, we're getting a lot of stupid callers on. Let's go to the next caller, 224.
Hello?
224, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, how
Hello?
Can I help you tonight?
Well, I've just been having a lot of issues with this whole Edward Snowden thing. I just keep thinking that with the NSA thing going on that our government's going to do anything. Do you see anything in the future about what the government might be doing?
As in what?
Like, to the people. Well, do you think the government will be taking away the people's rights? Do you think they'll do anything to Snowden?
Well, is that what you want to know from the chart?
Oh, well, what's in the chart? What can you tell me from the chart?
Well, eventually it's saying yes, that's what is going to happen.
So, should I be preparing?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the best thing for people to do is to prepare and have a lot of water and food handy. Because it can happen any time.
Yeah, my friend James Russell, he was just telling me the other day that with this whole collapse thing that there's just going to be a lot of chaos in the streets. I met a man from Fortune, Wyoming. He just keeps telling me, you know, be prepared, be prepared.
Yeah, you do. And I've been getting a lot of visions and dreams but to come. Last night I had a dream of these young kids that were, they were chained up, they were locked up like prisoners, like slaves, and they're preparing them for what is to come. They want to recruit younger kids into their plan, and that's what they're doing.
Do you think that the Jews might be behind this?
I believe the Jews are tied in with the Illuminati.
Yeah, same here. I know that it's like a very like a controversial thing to say, because like with the whole supporting Israel thing, everyone wants to be behind the Jews, but they're the ones that are attacking us.
Absolutely. And I think it's important for everyone to be ready for that.
I actually did start as another prank caller from this website, but you're actually a pretty cool guy. Well, is there anything else that you have to say?
What do you mean, prank caller?
Well, I started out, this was supposed to be a prank call, but you're actually a pretty cool guy.
Okay, and what is important about that?
And I was just letting you know. But is there anything else that you have to say?
Not if this is a prank call.
No, it's not a prank. It started as that, but then as our relationship grew, it's no longer a prank call.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you now. Goodbye. Okay, let's see if we get any other prank calls on here. 561, you're on the air. A17, you're on the air.
Hello?
817,
hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. How can I help you tonight?
Well, let me start out by saying God bless you for all of your fantastic work. You're really doing a great job. But I've recently had 4 people deceased over the last year. I was wondering if you could do anything to maybe connect me with them, tell me where they are, how they're feeling.
Okay, first question is, are you a prank call?
No.
Okay. Because we're getting a lot of prank calls tonight, and it's hard to determine.
Yes,
who's
I've been listening.
Calls. Yeah, on the website, so. And I will agree with the statement that I had before, the last caller, even if it was a prank caller. It is good to be ready for what is to come.
Agreed.
And there's a lot of truth to that. I just wanted to mention that to our callers. Who is this? Can you tell me the first name of this person that you'd like to contact?
It's 4 separate people.
Okay. And
it's
let's
been
start
with
over
the past year.
Okay. And who's the first person?
They didn't have names yet.
What do you mean they didn't have names?
I mean they didn't have names yet. They weren't born yet.
Oh, they're not born. Okay.
Yes.
So they were. So basically, was this a miscarriage or what happened?
It's separate reasons.
Okay. So these people weren't born yet, is what you're trying to say.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, were these your kids, or whose kids were they?
They were all mine.
Okay. Do you know what genders they were?
No, I never got that far.
Okay. So there was 3. You're telling me there's 3?
There was 4.
Okay, there's 4. Okay. So what I'm getting is that there's 3 boys and there's 1 girl. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm picking up, was there, like I say, there was some kind of, there was a miscarriage situation there. They weren't born.
Only with 1. I didn't get far enough
1?
For me to use the hanger yet.
Okay. So the what I'm getting is the female is the one that was the miscarriage. Okay.
Okay.
The 3 boys, they had, if they were born, they would have had a really bad disability or possibly even be deformed.
All right. So I did the right thing then.
You did the right thing, yes. Because
Would they have been
one
circumcised?
Of them wanted to
be... Would I have taken it that far?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
And I feel that you did do the right thing because I just get that eerie feeling that is something bad would have happened in that situation.
Oh, I would have been a horrible mother.
So, well, it really wouldn't have been your fault. It was just,
okay. That
was the way they were supposed to be created. And a lot of it's because
of karmic. So they were
supposed
to be dead.
Well, not exactly. I mean, it was your choice that's not what you wanted. You didn't want that for your children. But it's something
that
was part of...
I did. Only one of them was a miscarriage. The other ones were all hangers.
No, what I'm saying is if you didn't want them to come in to this life to be deformed or to be in... bad health or go through that kind of experience. And that's why your higher self said, okay, well, I'm not going to go through with this. Does that make
sense?
True.
That does make sense. I mean, God forbid I did adoption and they got adopted by a nigger or a Jew. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Where would you go from there?
Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean.
So you hate niggers too?
No, I love everybody.
Didn't you just talk about Jews?
Huh?
Didn't you just talk about Jews? Like they were going to lead to the end of the world?
Well, the Jews are supposed to, but I have no hatred towards anybody, really. I mean, I'm...
Why would
totally.
You not hate the people that are going to end the world? I mean, if the Jews came knocking at your door and destroyed you, you wouldn't hate them afterwards?
No, absolutely not. That would be their choice. You know, people...
So a Jew could come to your door and nail you to the cross and kill you, but it's their choice, so it's A-okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying that that's their choice. And we all have to show forgiveness for whatever actions that they choose. You know, I can't hold any hate. I can't hold any hate or grudges or whatever. It's just, it is what it is, you know.
I mean, who could hate niggers after they make fried chicken and watermelon? I mean, that's just the bee's knees right there.
I mean, we're all created equal.
Besides niggers. Niggers are not equal to me.
Okay, I hung up on her. Let's go to the next caller from the 248.
Oh, hello?
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. How can I help you tonight?
Hi, I was wondering if you could help me with a relationship I'm having.
Okay.
Yeah, my boyfriend, his name is Trayvon. It's an interracial couple. Like, we're an interracial couple, but my parents don't really approve of it, and I was kind of wondering if you could help me seek some solutions for it.
Okay. What kind of relationship are you having with this person?
Well, it's pretty tricky, actually. It's kind of a secret, but, like, sometimes he'll walk me around the house while I wear a collar, and it's kind of weird, but I kind of like it. But I don't want to tell my parents that because that's not, is that normal?
normal to what?
I'm wearing a collar and he's dragging me around the house. I'm not really sure how normal that is. I mean, it feels okay with me, but I really don't know how okay that is with my parents.
You're wearing a collar?
Yeah, a collar and a leash, and he walks me around the house.
Is this another prankster call?
No, I'm not. I mean,
okay.
I know that you've been having a lot of prank callers today, but, I mean, not all of us are prank callers. I'm having an actual issue, and I'm kind of offended that you're not helping me with it. Can you please try and help me?
I'm going to hang up on you. Goodbye. All right, let's go to the next caller from the 507. You're on the air.
Hello?
507.
Hello? 507. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. How can I help you?
Question. I've been seeing a lot of niggers around my neighborhood, and just, I want to know how to deal with that, because they're all...
Hey, there's a lot of prank callers tonight. 317?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, how can I help you? I hear you.
I'm calling to ask about I went to an actual psychic reading, and I was wondering if I can clear up some misconceptions I might have had.
Okay, as long as you're not a
familiar
caller.
No. Are you familiar with actual psychic readings? Like some store on the side of the road? I had a really odd experience, and I'm not quite sure if I can make sense of it all.
What do you mean by that?
Well, have you ever ran a psychic session?
I run a psychic session every day.
But in person, face to face.
Oh yeah, every day.
Okay. Well, it was that is what you do, I guess. But I entered this. It was a shady looking place, but it said psychic readings, tarot cards, and just all that and the like on the side of the building. And I had nothing else to do. I just got out of work and decided to stop by to see if everything people are talking about was true. And that's when it started getting a little odd. Like I noticed they had smoke machines lined around the floors. I'm not sure if that increased chi or anything. That's what they said. Are you supposed to have smoke machines? Is that spiritual? Seems a little off.
A smoke machine?
Yeah, like there were at least four or five smoke machines lined around the corners of the rooms, trying to make it all foggy. Is that normal?
Well, to me, it just depends on the person. Some people are scams, and some people are actual psychics. It just, you know, depends on the person.
I guess that's fair. And it charged around 50. I'm not sure if that's big, good or bad or whatever it was, but. After I paid, I was led past the smoke. That's okay. I was led past the smoke machines and sat down at a table and told to wait until my psychic came to me. And so fog kept building, and then I was just sitting for at least 5 or 10 minutes just alone. I don't really know what was happening. And then some middle-aged woman, 40s, 50s, she came out from the opposite room, from the opposite side of the room, and she sat down on the table with me. She greeted me. She said, "Hello, I'm your psychic," and blah, 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 so on and so forth. And she made me lay my hands on the table. Is that a common practice?
It really depends on the psychic.
Okay. Well, and then, so my hands are on the table, and she told me to describe my life, which sign I was. Taurus, by the way, I'm a Taurus. And, so this one, she kept asking me personal questions, I guess, to just define who I am or whatever. And this went on for, again, a little over 10 minutes. And then, as she was talking to me, she put her hands on mine. I'm not sure if this helps the psychic do whatever, and I didn't want to interrupt her, so I just carried on with it. Is that okay? Is physical contact like mandatory for a psychic reading?
I don't know. It, like I say, it just depends on the reader, the energy, you know, with what they do. Every psychic's different.
Okay. Well, I guess that's some psychics must be weird.
That's a tongue reader.
And after she put her hands on my hands and we kept talking, and the questions became more focused around my sex life for some reason, and I'm not quite sure if that was because I'm a pale white guy, but my sexual orientation kept coming into contact, and I mean just she kept questioning it. And does sex play a role in psychic readings? Again, does it depend on the reader?
Yeah, like I said, it just depends on what they pick up.
Okay. And she kept moving her hands on top of mine, and she kept caressing her legs with mine, and it was really weird. I didn't really enjoy the physical contact of it much, but I just kept on going because I didn't know what to expect.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to end the show because we're getting too many prank callers. Too many dumbasses calling in, so I'm going to go ahead and end the show here, and I hope everyone has a good night.